Welcome to the Mass Device Fast 5 MedTech News Podcast, the show that keeps you up to date on the latest breakthroughs in medical technology with the top five news stories to get your day started. I'm your host, Danielle Kirsch, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Sean Hooley. What news do you have for us today, Sean?
Today we'll discuss positive study data reported by both Boston Scientific and Medtronic, an FDA clearance for a new pulse field ablation technology, another big step for Onward and its brain-computer interface technology, and a major fundraising over at iRhythm.
So let's jump into that Boston Scientific news first.
Boston Scientific reported positive drug-coated balloon study, its agent drug-coated balloon. The news comes just about a week after the company actually received FDA approval for the balloon.
So tell us about that drug-coated balloon technology.
Yeah, so just this month, it won FDA approval for treating coronary in-stent restenosis, or ISR, in patients with coronary artery disease. This is something that occurs when plaque or scar tissue obstructs or narrows a stented vessel. So agent serves as an alternative to traditional therapies like balloon angioplasty, additional layers of stenting, or radiation. It's a paclitaxel-coated balloon that transfers a therapeutic dose of drug to the vessel wall to help prevent ISR recurrence.
What data points stuck out to you in the study results?
So data proved very similar from the pre-specified analysis of 480 subjects that the company presented at TCT and ultimately used for its FDA approval. It's demonstrated statistical superiority to conventional uncoated balloon angioplasty in the primary endpoint, which was 17.9% versus 28.6% in terms of target lesion failure at 12 months. The company also reported a 41% relative risk reduction with its drug-coated balloon and approximately 50% reductions in the rates of lesion revascularization and myocardial infarction following agent treatment.
Now we have some more data results from Medtronic.
That's right. The company highlighted the global performance of its MiniMed 780G insulin pump. It continues to demonstrate its value as one of the leading automated insulin delivery systems on the market.
What does some of this new data highlight?
So shared at ATTD 2024 in Florence, Italy, which we discussed at length last week, many diabetes technologies having study results come out of there. It included the largest set of data from early users in the U.S. of MiniMed 780G, building on three-year data from more than 100,000 real-world users who outperformed their international time and range targets. Vitally, it also highlighted the system's performance with regard to time and tight range, which is a newer metric that measures an even smaller window of glucose control to sort of emulate what a non-diabetic person's glucose levels are.
So I know we've talked about this device on the podcast before. So could you just briefly tell us about what that MiniMed 780G does?
Yeah, it's the company's latest generation automated insulin delivery system. It won FDA approval just under a year ago. The current iteration uses the Guardian 4 technology as a sensor. It also works with the Simplera Sync, which is the new sensor coming to the U.S. eventually, not yet cleared, but it requires no finger sticks. It provides meal detection technology with automatic adjustments and corrections to sugar levels every 5 minutes for both basal and bolus insulin needs. So yeah, it's a pretty wide-ranging, versatile automated insulin delivery system.
Let's narrow our focus just a little bit on some of the most compelling data that came from those results that you mentioned.
Sure. So out of almost 13,500 users using the Medtronic MiniMed 780G, they achieved a time in tight range, that newer, more narrow metric of greater than 56% when using recommended optimal settings. So that was really the biggest data on that front. The company also had about 7,500 subjects that showed that users achieved more than 80% time in range, which is the more regular, wider metric in that sense when employing the optimal settings. And a survey of nearly 2,000 users found that the system scored first in overall pump satisfaction. And among those with type 1 diabetes using CGM, the Guardian 4 sensor mirrored competitor sensors in overall satisfaction as well.
And now we have some pulse field ablation news.
Yeah, the FDA cleared pulse field ablation electrode technology from Pulse Biosciences. It's a really interesting technology because we talk about PFA for cardiac purposes, but this technology is a bit different.
So you mentioned that this is for some pulse field ablation electrode technology. What does this company's PFA system do?
Yeah, so it's the CellFX Nanosecond Pulse Field Ablation System, or CellFX NSPFA system. It enables the ablation of soft tissue in percutaneous and intraoperative surgical procedures. In the case of this electrode, it's for non-cardiac applications, as I mentioned, different than the PFA stuff we've talked about before, like Medtronic and Boston Scientific and Biosense Webster all have different PFA systems that treat AFib or cardiac diseases. And in this case, this system's a bit different.
What are some of its features?
Well, the percutaneous electrode system cleared by the FDA has a percutaneous needle electrode for use with the proprietary CellFX console. The company designed the novel electrode to harness and deliver the key advantages of nanosecond PFA technology, enabling the precise non-thermal removal of cellular tissue without damaging non-cellular structures or inducing thermal necrosis.
What optimism do executives have with this FDA clearance?
Well, CEO Kevin Danahy called the FDA clearance the initial major milestone for the company, saying it opens a new set of clinical applications for its highly differentiated technology to potentially change the standard of care. He also said the team at Pulse Biosciences is also pleased with its manufacturing and operational readiness as it plans to initiate training and commercialization programs in the coming weeks.
And now another topic that we talk about a lot on this podcast, BCIs.
The FDA accepted Onward's BCI technology into its Total Product Lifecycle Advisory Program, or TAP. This is another big step for Onward in bringing its neurosimulation and brain-computer interface combo to market.
What does this acceptance mean?
So acceptance into that TAP program comes on the heels of FDA breakthrough device designation for the company's ARC BCI system last month. It was a requirement for TAP consideration, but basically, it provides early and frequent strategic engagement from the FDA, patients, providers, and payers, facilitating rapid development and widespread access to medical devices. So Onward says that it can benefit from more timely pre-market interactions, earlier identification and mitigation of device development risk, and a more efficient pre-market review for its BCI system. It actually said this is only the second BCI system accepted into the program.
And we've talked about this BCI system on the podcast before. What does that system do that makes it attractive to this FDA program?
Yeah, so it uses BCI in conjunction with the company's ARC-IM neurostimulation to restore thought-driven lower limb mobility after spinal cord injury. It uses AI to decode brain signals and translate them into specific instructions for the neurostimulation system and convert those instructions into precise spinal cord stimulation, creating what the company calls a digital bridge that restores communication between the brain and the body.
How excited are executives?
CEO Dave Marver said the company is honored to be one of the first BCI companies included in the program, which allows for the fastest FDA review times of new medical technology. He said that TAP enables the company to reduce the time and cost to deliver the benefits of ARC BCI to people living with paralysis.
And what's our final news story that we have?
iRhythm closed an offering worth more than $660 million. It's a lot of money for iRhythm, which actually upsized the offering at the start and still went on to exceed those upsized expectations.
What all is included in this offering?
So the offering includes senior notes due in 2029. Company initially priced the offering at $450 million in the form of those convertible senior notes. Just 17 hours later, though, it upsized that offering to a base of $575 million. And then, as I mentioned, received even more by the end of the week.
What will net proceeds be approximately?
Overall proceeds total about $661.25 million. Company actually estimates that once it deducts fees and other charges, it'll total approximately $643 million. And the company already said it used approximately $72.4 million to pay the cost of capped call transactions, $80.2 million to repay outstanding indebtedness, and finally, about $25 million to repurchase nearly 230 million shares of its common stock in connection with the offering.
What does the company plan to use the remainder of the proceeds for?
The company said it plans to use the remainder for general corporate purposes, which could include sales and marketing activities, medical affairs, educational efforts, R&D, clinical studies, and working capital, as well as capital expenditures, investments and acquisitions, products and technologies. But iRhythm did state that it has no commitments or specific plans with respect to any such investments or acquisitions. But obviously, when you list those possibilities, you never know what can be done with all that money.
And that was the final news story that we had for today. So thank you, Sean, for bringing us all of your insights and covering the news today.
My pleasure. As always, read more on the Mass Device website and check out the show notes at massdevice.com/podcast.
Connect with us online. I'm on LinkedIn at Danielle Kirsch, K-I-R-S-H. Where can they find you, Sean?
You can find me on LinkedIn, Sean, S-E-A-N, Hooley, W-H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Subscribe to the Mass Device Fast 5 wherever you listen to podcasts and share this episode. Join us tomorrow for your daily MedTech News Roundup. Thank you for listening.